Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern. Also, similarly named or same named Facebook community, MeWe community, and Discord server. Woohoo! So, I'm a little tempted to continue talking about Kickstarter today, but then I was like, it's just going to depress me. And not because I find Kickstarter is depressing, but there are bad actors that have used Kickstarter, and we've talked about that. And then we have the people who only think about the bad actors. And I'm still a huge Kickstarter backer, even though I've pointed out some of the worst villains out there. But no, today I'm going to talk about something that has confused me ever since I opened up the Player's Handbook for first edition AD&D. And yeah, I'm not even going to talk about segments. No. Not even going to talk about initiative. I'm talking about surprise. Because surprise to me makes very little sense. For those of you playing along at home, page 103 of the first edition Player's Handbook, under surprise. I'm going to read surprise, and then we'll talk about something. Surprise is simply the unexpected, unprepared for. Characters can be surprised just as creatures they encounter can. Noise and light can negate chances for surprise with respect to characters or creatures they encounter. Surprise is usually expressed as a 2-in-6 chance for all parties concerned. A 600 die is rolled with a 1 or a 2 indicating surprise. Some monsters are more capable of surprising foes than the 2-in-6 probability, and some cannot be surprised as easily, so they have reduced possibilities. 1-in-6, 1-in-8. Each one of surprise equals one segment. You see, I wasn't going to talk about segments, but here we are. Segments. 6 seconds. Of time. Lost to surprise party. And during the lost time, the surprising party can freely act to escape or attack or whatever. If both parties are surprised, then the effect is negated or reduced. And then they have a surprise dice difference, which tells you how many segments. Now, for those of you who maybe came in later to gaming, you don't remember segments in D&D. Segments were very important in AD&D because spells had a casting time. And if you were hit in that time frame when you were casting your spell, you lost the spell. Never went off, but you lost it. So, yes, harm and foul. So, these segments, though, of surprise for combat, that could be equivalent, that was 6 seconds, but equivalent of a round. But not for spellcasting. Spellcasting, that was, oh, I've got an extra segment of me time to get my spell off. Ugh. Assume the party of characters moving silently and invisibly comes upon a monster. They have a 4-in-6 chance to surprise, and a monster has a 2-in-6. A 600 die is rolled by the party, another for the monster. Both sides could be surprised, neither could be surprised, or either could be surprised. This chart confused the fuck out of me. Because really, what they should have been doing is using an example of standard. Your party is not silent and invisible. You know, and it's a regular party, so we'd have a regular chart matching it up. Instead, we have a chart where if the party rolls a 1 and a monster rolls a 2, 3, or 4, the monster is surprised. Okay. But if the party rolls a 2 and a monster rolls a 1, the party is surprised. These are the reasons why, in my experience, when I talk to people who played a lot of first edition AD&D, there were so many rules that were put aside, ignored, house rule. I don't think we called it house ruling back then. Segments, like, you know, we played with segments, I think, for a better part of a year before just saying, fuck it. Because it was just another thing to count down within the round. Interrupted spellcasting, we did away with that. If you play, you know, like Swords and Wizardry, it doesn't even come into play, right? And I don't see the game suffering because of it. But in AD&D 1E, these extra subsystems were included. So things like, weapon adjustment versus armor type. When your two-handed sword strikes a certain armor better than a regular sword would, that's interesting, but then it doesn't work against monsters. Because the monster stuff doesn't really apply because they're not wearing armor unless you can find an equivalent armor on the chart. Again, just something extra to look up. Weapon speed. Weapon speed we never understood. And I know there's a way where against the two-handed sword, if the initiatives are tied, that the dagger can strike multiple times. Never figured that shit out. Never have. I remember there was an alternate system, I think, for weapon speed and initial dragon. There was also an alternate weapon damage system, which I thought was interesting. And basically what it was is that weapons did damage based upon the character class. So if you wanted to get maximum damage out of a weapon, you had to be a fighter class. A magic user could use any weapon, but they were limited to D4 damage unless that weapon happened to be a quarterstaff. So that, therefore, you could play Gandalf, you know, from the movies, the books, the cartoons, and wield that sword and still not be any more effective than if you had a dagger. However, that magical sword was probably going to have better bonuses than that dagger would have if it was magical. You got to think. So, I look back fondly on my 1E days, but I look back now, 40 years later, after I was introduced to it, and I realize there was just so much that we did not do to play by the rules. And remember, these rules were written because the idea was is that Dungeons & Dragons and the basic expert rules were, I don't know if expert was out when it's released, but definitely the basic rules. It was an issue in that you went to conventions and the Dungeons and Dragons rules were house ruled by every group. So this was giving me the theory of when you go to a convention, you would take your AD&D books with you and everybody's playing with the same rules. Run as written. I never knew a group that ran it as written. Just an observation. That was on my mind today. We're sneaking up on Thanksgiving. I don't think there's going to be a tavern chat hangout on the Discord server tomorrow. It's the night before Thanksgiving. A lot of preparations to do, so I don't even know if we'd have a big turnout anyway. So, but I will be here doing a Tavern Chat podcast. I'll be here on Thursday. I'll probably, there's going to be some Black Friday stuff I know I'm going to have to post up. And OSR Christmas. It's going to be a little bit different this year because I have repeatedly failed in my efforts to get things out in a timely fashion when I actually ship myself. So I'm not going to do any fucking shipping. It's not fair to my readers or my podcast followers, so I'm not going to do any shipping. But I'll work on that probably this weekend. All right, folks. On that note, I'm bowing out. Be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice, and I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.